Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Artarius. Can we begin with your zip code, please?
Pardon me?
This is customer support, and I want to begin with your zip code.
54456.
Thank you. Can I get your name, please?
Deborah Miller.
Can you verify your address for security purposes, please, Ms. Miller?
W7980 Arndt Road, Nielsville, Wisconsin. 54456.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. I want to know your account information to finish loading. I'll let you know what's going on. All right, this is due to... Hold on 1 second, ma'am. All right, ma'am. This account was created on the 26th of June, and it was for that blank iPhone. Are you aware of that, ma'am? It's for the iPhone?
I am not aware of that. I am aware that there was $59.92 pulled out of my account, and I'm calling to inquire why. Because right. I never authorized anything to be withdrawn from my account.
Yes, ma'am. That what it's for, that phone. Were you aware of that? It's for that
disc. I have an iPhone.
It was for a sweepstakes entry where you had 20 entries for this, and you could win a Makita, the iPhone. Does this ring a bell? That KitchenAid, that Dyson. Do you remember this, Ms. Miller?
No, I do not. And I'd like to withdraw from it if that's the case, because I am not going to pay $59.92 for any sweepstakes whatsoever. So... please withdraw my name and my information from that sweepstakes.
All right. And you're saying even if I could have got it discounted by $25, you still want to decline?
No, I do not. I want it discontinued, right. Sir. Thank
Very
you.
Well. No problem, ma'am. Thank you. Give me 1 second, please. I'm getting your cancellation call ready now.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
And I would like the $59.92 replaced into my account, please.
All right. All right. All right, ma'am. I can get you fully refunded. That's just a $5 refund access fee. But I can get it in your account. You'll see that $54.92 within 3 to 5 business days.
It's $59.92, not $54. It's $59.92.
So basically, you want that $5 access refund fee waived.
I want the entire money that was withdrawn from my account back into my account today.
Hold on 1 second.
I'm on a limited income, sir. I cannot afford that by no means.
Understood, ma'am. We got you fully refunded and canceled.
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
Would you like a cancellation code?
Yes, I would, please.
Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
All right. It's Charlie920-883-817.
Okay. You said Charlie, right?
Yes, ma'am. And looking at this account was created on the 8th. So that would take that refund out. I'm sorry. But these accounts are refunded with how long you've had the account. So I can get you, it's almost been like a month. So I can get you a 25% refund.
No, I want the entitled 5992.
Even though
it was withdrawn from my account back into my account today.
Even though, what if that's all that I can get, pending how long you had the account? Because it's almost a month old, Ms. Miller. And this was stated in the terms and conditions of how the account would be billed. But I was able to get you that 25% and make sure you're not billed anymore.
I want the $59.92, sir, back into my account today. Otherwise, I'll take further steps.
I understand, ma'am, but there's only so much that I could do. And you saying even if I can get you canceled today and get that 25% refund back to your account, you'll still be unhappy?
What did you just give me a confirmation code for then that it was all canceled? Charlie 920883817.
Because I looked at the account, I see that it was created on the 8th of June. So it's almost a month old. See, the closer to today, then that's the more that the account can be refunded. But once you get close to being a month, then there's only so much that I could do.
Say that again, because you just assured me that you can give me the $59.92 back into my account today, like I was asking.
Until I seen that this account was created on June the 8th, not the 26th. The more recent the account has been created, the more that the account can be refunded. But however old the account is, the more that refund will start to get smaller and smaller. And once it's over a month, then it can't be refunded. We could just cancel the account.
So it hasn't been over a month. If it's June 6th, it hasn't been over a month. And if
right.
you took that out in June already, why are you taking it out again?
Because it's a recurring charge. When you signed
no,
up,
the
no, it is, ma'am.
It's canceled.
But that's what I can do. I can get that 25% in your bank account. You'll see it in 3 to 5 business days.
And what is 25% of $59.92, sir?
$14.99.
Right. It's a long way from $59.92. So can I talk to your supervisor, please?
Yes, ma'am, you can. Give me 1 second, please. Hang tight. I'll transfer you. Give me 1 second, please. Hold on, ma'am. I thank you for your patience. Give me 1 second. I got you coming up, Ms. Miller. Thank you for your patience, ma'am.
You're welcome.
All right. I'm about to transfer you in 1 second. I want to make sure that this account is canceled and everything so I can transfer you properly. So I thank you for your patience. All right. And I thank you. Yes, ma'am. I thank you for calling customer support. I'll be transferring you to a supervisor now, ma'am. Hang tight for 1 second, please. Yes, ma'am.